Sukkah Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ha'osa sukkaso k'min srif. A person makes a sukkah like a cone-shaped hut, like a teepee. Should be a picture below. Osha smach l'koso. Or he just takes schach and he just lines it up against the wall, slanted. And that's it. Rebbe Eliezer poisel mipnei she'en lo gag. V'cham machshirin. Rebbe Eliezer passes it. Like the Rav explains, it's not recognizable which part of this is a roof and what's the wall, because it's just one structure that's lined up. And the Rav says that a slanted ohel, roof, tent, is not considered an ohel unless it has, the way the Tosfos Yontif explains, a height of a tefach. This also could mean, it says gag tefach. Tosfos Yontif learns he means height of a tefach. Or it could also mean that the roof itself has to be a tefach, which would mean it would be a machlokes. It's actually machlokes Rishonim, I believe. How you learn this, what would fix this? If you would, let's say, have a tefach on top, and then the slant would then start after that tefach. So you'd have a roof of a small little tefach, and then the slant would start till the floor. Or it would be a tefach off the ground, which would be your wall, only a tefach height of a wall, and then it would slant directly to the wall that it's leaning on. And there should be a picture below as well. Either way, that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is talking about where you didn't have any tefach here. It was just lined up, and it's pasul according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Chum Machshirin. However, the Rav says, in this, the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. Next case, machzelas konim. If you have a reed mat, the issue here may be, is if something is a kli, if it's designated for something, so then it's makabel tuma and you can't use it for schach. The only thing that something can be designated for is schach itself. That's okay. And then it's not makabel tuma. And the Rav explains that there's no machlokas when you have a small little reed mat. Everybody agrees that mistama, it's used for sleeping. And it has a function, and therefore you can't use it for schach. The machlokes that we're going to deal with now in the Mishnah is a large reed mat, which could very well have been intended to use for schach. So the way the Rav says to read this into the Mishnah is the following. The Tanakhama, who we're saying now, is more mekel. And the Tanakhama holds, gedola, if it's a large reed mat, then mistama, it was designated for schach. And therefore, asa l'shchiva, only if he specifically designated it to sleep on, only then, mekabelos tumah ve'ein mesachin bo. Then it's mekabel tumah, because it's then, since he designated it, you can't use it for schach. Because now it's a kli, and it's mekabel tumah, and therefore it can't be kosher l'schach. However, if he didn't designate it, if it's just stam, a large reed mat, the Tanakhama holds its mutter, because it's assumed that it's used for schach. L'sikuch, and now this case is when you have a small reed mat, however, you designated it for sikuch, which is not normally what it's used for, misachin bov einim makabel estumah. So then you can use it as schach, because you designated it for schach, and it's not makabel tumah. Rabbi Eliezer's machmer, and he says, achas k'tanam yachas k'tola, smaller big, asa l'shchiva. And the way the Rav says to read this in is the following. It's as if it was made for sleeping on it, and therefore makabel estumah v'ein misachin bov. So Rabbi Eliezer is chaylik on the large reed mat. If he didn't do anything, we assume that that too is made for sleeping, and you can't use it for schach. L'sikuch, however, he agrees that if a person actually designates it for schach, no matter what, misachin bo ve'ein makabel estumah, you can use it for schach, and it's not makabel tumah. And the Rav says on this, and this, the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer.